I got a question. Is there even a podcast in Hall of Fame? Well, if there is, these boys still got a long way to go. Here come Colin Burton and Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
It is indeed the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Hello, people.
And my sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Hello.
And our good friend Justin Carmichael.
Hi, everybody.
And today, if I seem a little excited, it's because I am. Allow me to welcome you kids to the most special episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour yet. Truly an honor to speak to today's guests. One is a member of both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, the original lead singer of the group The Coasters, Carl Gardner, along with his wife and manager, Vita Gardner. Carl.
Hello.
And Vita, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, man.
Earlier this year, the long-awaited biography, Yakety Yak, I Fought Back, My Life with the Coasters, was published. It's available through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and AuthorHouse.com. How long did it take to write the book and to get it published?
Ten years.
10 long years.
Yeah, I think I started writing it right after his 70th birthday.
Yeah,
I started writing it.
Okay, was it?
I had put it down and then I picked it up again.
Well,
one thing I'm proud of, Derek, is that you don't have any person unknown names or nasty names, whatever.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that he did it that way.
Was it?
You know how most folks are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I started writing the book, what I wanted to do it is to write Carl's life story, the way he predicted, he tells it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my wording, it was his wording.
Okay.
You know, like a lot of authors write what they, you know, about what they hear about other people, and I wanted it to be in his own words.
Yeah.
And that's the way I want people, if you're reading the book, it's like you're sitting in a room talking to Carl.
That's awesome. Was it difficult to sell this book to publishers?
No. Actually, I am self-publishing.
Okay.
I found an author I was publishing through a doctor friend of mine who, he did their book. They did his book.
Mm-hmm.
And he recommended it. They were very good. I like the way the layout was. I like the way they put it together. I had somebody do the editing for me separately. Bits and pieces of the book. I got help, like, on the timeline.
Yeah.
I had a friend from Sweden who did that for me. So I had that kind of help. And as far as the book itself, the body of the book, this was Carl's words. Over the years, of course, we have been married for 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, the things that he has told me, some we put on tape, and some of the things that we discussed and talked about.
Okay. I think it's wonderful that this book is available, mostly because while most people know Carl's work, not enough people know Carl Gardner and all the years that you devoted to show business and the challenges that life has thrown at you. And if I may, I'd like to start at the beginning. Carl, how did you get your start performing?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I was born in Tyler, Texas. And I left there in 19...
Late 40s.
What, late 40s? I'm that old? You know, I left there in the late 40s and went to California to get my career going. And I was singing since I was 5 years old. But I decided it's time to go and show my talent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I got out there and I met Nima Sola, who are my writers. They wrote for some things for Elvis and us. And they've been writing for the Robins at that time. And I also joined the Robins.
How old were you when you joined the Robins?
How old was I?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
I think it's around 49.
Okay.
How old was he? 1949. He was what? Let's see, I think he was around 25 years old.
All right.
Probably so, yeah. I don't...
24, 25,
yeah.
So in that area.
And I took Brady Chapman's place. He was in jail, and he did a song called 10 Days in Jail. That was him.
Okay.
he don't mind telling you that either.
we didn't put it in the book.
I didn't put it in the book, though. But he don't mind at all. So when he left, I joined the group.
It was not my intention to stay in the group. My intentions were to become a Nat King Cole sort of guy and a Billy Eckstein sort of guy. But I had to join the group because I had to make money.
Of course.
So I went with them for a while, and from there I went and I met Lee Rosola, and I named the posters, and we got started in that manner, and went ahead.
Yeah. And
he wanted to be actually what he wanted to be a balladeer, a solo singer, like more like the Nat King Cole type of singing.
Yeah. And how many of the original Robins became coasters?
One.
Just the one.
I call him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Nunn.
And Bobby Nunn. And then Bobby Nunn was later replaced in the coasters by Will Jones, correct?
Correct.
And then by the current bass singer, and for some reason.
Right.
Yeah, Ronnie Bright, that's right.
Yeah.
Of all the coasters, of all the members of the coasters that came and went, you were the one constant, the only true coaster. And with the group from the beginning.
Change a lead singer.
That's right. What were some of the high points of the group's career that you can think of?
The high points? I don't know about a lot of low points.
I think when they did Surgeon and Youngblood, because that was like a double-sided smash.
Yeah.
So that was kind of high point in their lives, because the early part of their career, it wasn't like today, like these young people really make a lot of money. They really didn't make money to that point, so I had a high point, To them, it was the first time that the first time he heard him on the radio, he was driving in his car actually when he heard him.
I was not paying for it. That was number one. That's one and a half for it.
That's a
low and a half for it. I was not paying for it, which I should admit. In other words, Derek, I came along actually with Elvis in a sense, and Elvis made millions with his records, and I had at least 12 or 13 goals. I didn't get those millions. Mm. And I was very angry about that.
Yeah, I can understand why.
Yes, I was very angry.
Have you read the book, Derek?
I have yet to read the book because I only ordered it last week, so my copy's on the way.
Okay.
But, yeah. As soon as it comes in, I'm going to stay up all night.
But it's a lot. It's really his life.
Yeah.
It's not really just about the coasters. It's about his personal life.
Yeah.
What he went through, having throat cancer and having a stroke and everything, That's why he might have a little difficulty understanding his vocal.
Can you understand me all right?
I can understand you just fine, as a matter of fact.
That's voice is a little bit better than me.
Sounds fine to me.
Tell people out there, do me a favor, tell all your listeners to smoke.
Do not smoke. That's correct. I myself.
Cause of cancer. Throat cancer.
Oh, my.
And it's coming, believe it or not, whether you like it or not. You can say, I'm going to quit and don't. It's going to get you.
Oh, yeah.
In time. It did me the same way.
That's true.
But I'm living, and praise the Lord, it's been a long time ago, and I'm still living. But radiation burned you up, and that's what's wrong with my voice.
Derek, he was 79 this year.
79 years old this year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Still walking and everything.
Good.
And he still drives. He still goes.
He'll drive my car.
He likes to go to the supermarket stores.
Yeah.
BJ's.
That's a local supermarket down there?
It's one of these, like Costco.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those. He likes to shop in there.
Yeah.
I think he knows all the girls in there, so he goes in there to rap with the girls.
Nice.
Yeah, we think we're.
I wonder how many again. Oh, you just rap.
So he just say hello.
So
okay.
So how is your weather down there? Good.
Our weather actually is really nice. It was very warm this weekend. We're kind of in that part of the year here in Colorado that. It can go either way, but it's still nice and warm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I loved L.A. when I came out. I really did.
Yeah.
He's in Colorado.
I was so much L.A. right now. But you're in what part of Colorado, Denver?
South of Denver, in Colorado Springs.
Yeah. We used to work in, is it Vail or not Vail? Over the mountains, where you call that town down below?
Aspen.
Aspen?
Aspen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've been in Aspen several times.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely down there.
So, Derek, you finish your interview.
What's that?
I didn't mean to interrupt. That's
oh, no, no, no problem. I do have one question. Carl, of all the songs that you performed throughout your career, which one off the top of your head do you think might be your favorite?
Well, I don't sure know. I'm a pop singer, but I have to tell you about the Tulsa's work. So the thing that I like better, I guess, with many Young Blood, and what else did I like much better? Young Blood and...
You don't like Yak and the Yak?
And Yak and the Yak was the hit I liked.
Yeah.
So those two, I think, were my favorite at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, and one of the slow numbers my bass singer did.
Zing?
Zing with the Strings of My Heart.
That's a good one, too.
I thought that was pretty.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of singer I am. I love the slow songs.
Yeah. My wife and I, we differ a little bit. My favorite Coaster song is Youngblood.
I'm starting to say Youngblood.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I think that's my, actually overall, notwithstanding, I think that's my favorite song of all time. My favorite,
yeah,
Robbins.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I always tell everybody, if you're going to play Picard, play Youngblood.
My favorite Robbins song, though, is Just Like a Fool. I think that's my absolute favorite.
You just saw her. That's
my favorite.
Yeah.
And it's not really a big popular one, but Vito loves it.
Yeah.
It always sounds nice.
Yeah, I always tell Carl, I said, that's my favorite song, Just Like a Fool.
Yeah, I was lucky enough
to. Have you ever heard the one, If Teardrops Were Kisses?
Yes, I have heard that.
I love that one. It would have been nicer without Bobby Nunn.
Yeah.
You should have heard me in the clubs in California in that era. Wow.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Carl Perkins?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's the same with him and those clubs. They had a ball with Johnny Otis.
Not Carl Perkins, the rock and roller. Carl Perkins, the jazz.
The jazz singer, yeah.
Yeah, pianist.
Yeah, jazz pianist.
I had a ball with him.
Yeah.
And singing all those Moonlight Mud stuff and all that. Oh, there's one that I recorded later. That was my most favorite. It's Moonlight Mud.
Okay.
And that was on the pop album.
Did you ever hear that album, Derek?
Is that the one?
One by one.
Yeah.
You never hear that.
I have the One Cool Cat album, but I don't.
No, okay. Yes.
One by one is like.
It's on that.
Okay. Yeah.
One by one is like they did so many and I did the most.
Yeah, I sent it to him. Yeah.
Which I sent, did four and then did three.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I did on the One Cool Cat album, I put that as a bonus track.
Yeah, I have heard. I enjoy that album very much.
I had that as a bonus track.
So
and then I moved to New York and got with Lang Griffin and did a few things.
Yeah.
Which it were.
So now you retired from show business in 2005, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes, in a sense, yes. I don't tell with sometimes. And sing to the audience and all that kind of
thing. He just don't sing anymore.
Yeah.
His voice is not there anymore since he had the stroke, It's amazing, when he had the cancer, it didn't affect his voice at all.
Yeah.
It did, but he came back.
Because he sang, 3 months after radiation treatment, he was back on stage again.
Yeah.
Grady cleaned for him for that 3 months.
With a lot of prayer, I came back.
And in the next 3 months, he was back on stage singing. And he sounds too when he retired.
I was fortunate enough to see you perform at the Stardust in Las Vegas in July of 2001.
And he had already had a cancer then.
Yeah, and I have to say, it was one of the highlights of my life to see you perform on stage. I feel very fortunate that I was able to see that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Another question, though, for you. One of the major problems facing all the oldies acts is the imposter groups that perform illegally under the names such as Drifters, Platters, and even the Coasters. And this is a problem that you two have worked to try to eliminate. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, Carl is the only one of all the three groups that owns the trademark exclusively.
Yeah.
Carl owns the federal trademark for the coaster named the Coasters.
Mm-hmm.
And this man was playing the game, man.
What this guy does is, first he was put on a group called the Coasters, and when we took it to court, the judge says a federal trademark he cannot use. He went to Billy Guy, which was one of the original guy,
mm-hmm.
paid him a couple of $1,000, asked him if he can use the name Billy Guy Coasters. Well, we went to court with that And the judge said, no, when Billy left the group, he gave up his rights to the name. Then he went to Cornell Gunter's sister, who's blind, after Cornell died, and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now what this guy does, he put out a group called Coasters, and that was eliminated. Then he put out Billy Guy Coasters, that was eliminated. Then now he's put out one called Cornell Gunter Coasters. Cornell has been dead since 1990.
Yeah.
You know? So we're still fighting with the legals. Now they just pulled the Drifter's name from me, that he can't use the Drifter's name at all. So now I got to go back to court with him.
Yeah.
And fight to stop to get this Cornell Gunter Coasters removed.
And the Cornell Gunter Coasters, at last check, they were still performing at the Sahara in Las Vegas.
Sahara.
Yeah.
Right.
And.
I don't know what they really, according to one of the girls, she called the Drifters the Hifters.
Yeah.
The Hifters. the Platters, the Great Pretenders, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what they are, just great pretenders. And people don't know. And with the casinos, it's tourists more or less coming in most of the time.
Right.
And people who don't. So when they go and see, and they interchange it all the time. One week you would go and see Joe Blow and John Brown and another one.
Derek, it was very hard to stop these guys. Do you remember Bowser?
I'm sorry, what's it? Oh, Bowser, yes.
From
yes.
Sha Na Na.
Bowser?
Yes, I do.
And he was with the Sha Na Na group.
Mm-hmm.
And he's helping us to obtain our name with reality of knowing who we really are.
Yeah.
And he's done very well. We've been all really close people.
They have a thing that formed Truth in Music.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is about is to educate the public about who is who, and it comes down to fraud. You defrauded the public.
Exactly.
And that's what we are trying to prove, that the public, you know, is consumer fraud.
Yeah. And it's hardest especially because they target 50s and 60s vocal groups because...
Correct. And mostly black groups.
Mostly black groups. And the problem is so few people are familiar with the names of the original lineups, that's how these people are able to get away with it.
And well, you must remember, in the early days, they didn't even put their pictures on the album covers.
That's true.
You know, so, and they didn't get the publicity like what the Beatles and the Rolling Stone, as far as television is concerned, so you could see the individuals' faces. I know, like Carl said, when they go to Europe, everybody knows them over there in Europe by name.
Sure.
Here, nobody didn't know.
Well, now if they're playing, hi, Carl, how do you know me, you know? They knew me. It's amazing. And over here, nobody even know my name.
But now everybody knows who Carl Gardner is.
That's right. And
Carl Gardner has been out there now publicly more than... And if you said to somebody, Dub Jones, they said, who's that? They said, who's Billy Guy? You know, like I would be saying, Billy Guy, Dub Jones. They don't know who those people are. I have to say, they used to sing with the Coasters. They used to be a member of the Coasters. But they wouldn't know what they look like or anything.
Yeah.
Carl could walk out on the street and everybody know who he is.
Sometimes I get tired. But I know, I thank the public for it.
I really, really would like the public to read it. It's a good story. It's clean. It is his life story. It tells the truth about everything. There is nothing barred.
Yeah.
But it is not vulgar in any way, and it tells the story of him growing up as a child in Tyler, Texas, during the time of racism, working out on the road during racism, what it was like for them as black entertainers out there working, leaving his family, you know, and on the road for and things like that. But it did show us a lot of tours. They did the Apollo Theater. They would work for a whole week at the Apollo Theater for $5,000, some four or five shows a day.
Oh, and they were talking about racism. We used to travel with Nick Farr on the road, you know.
Yeah.
And we would go to hotels and whatnot, and we were not allowed to swim in pools.
Hmm.
The swimming pools. But as long as you were with Nick Clark, they wouldn't bother you.
Yeah.
So we would swim in the pool with Nick, and they wouldn't say a word. Then it got worse when he left. He couldn't go back there by himself.
Yeah.
But, Derek, what I like, you know, when you promote, helping me to promote the book is let the public know that it's something they should really read to know exactly what these guys went through.
Yeah, certainly.
As black entertainers.
Yeah, certainly, especially in the time, in the 50s and 60s.
During the 50s and 60s.
With so much.
Very interesting book.
It changed over the years. You know, like in the late 70s, it started to change.
Yeah.
You know, at least now he gets royalties. What he gets more than he was getting when he was making hit records.
Mm.
You know, so it is really something that people need to know about these artists.
Absolutely, and
that they think it was all fun and glamour, and you know, being on stage, it was a lot of fun. All these guys were having a wonderful time, but they don't know what they actually went through.
Yeah, the turmoil behind the scenes, and certainly. If for nothing else, just to read about a true pioneer of rock and roll.
Correct. Right, yeah. Right.
One that everybody, in my opinion, should know more about.
Well, you know, a lot of the entertainers, actually one entertainer, Terry, Joe Terry from Danny and the Jr., Frank, one of the guys, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Frank sent out an email to every entertainer that he could reach, and he said, I've read the book, and it's a must read. You must read it, because every one of them said they associate their personal life. It just brought back a lot of memories to them,
yeah.
And they can associate their personal life with the book. So it is good for people to bite and know what it's all about, you know.
Absolutely. And again,
and you know where they can get it already.
That's right. When I'll just mention that one more time, the book is called... Yakety Yak, I Fought Back My Life with the Coasters. It's the story of Carl Gardner's life. It's available through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and AuthorHouse.com.
And Borders.com.
At Borders. Yeah, you get it at Borders as well. And so, as many people out there that buy it, support Vita and Carl. Vita self-published it, and you'll be doing good work in the way of supporting them and also supporting the work towards eliminating imposter acts.
That's right.
Which is, in my opinion, that's the most important thing. I feel
that's
so angry
correct.
When I see these acts build as the real thing, and I know for a fact, I'm looking at the poster thinking, that's not real.
Derek, I've been on the plane... Continental Airlines, and you open that little book, mm-hmm. and you see they advertise in the Coasters, the Drifters, the Platters.
Yep.
Now, what they do, they will add a little name to the top, like Hillsbury Hub Drifters, but you need a magnifying glass to see that, and they'll put Cornell Gunter Coasters, but you don't see the Cornell Gunter.
Exactly.
You just see the big Coasters and get a magnifying. So... fans, beware when you go to Las Vegas or any show. If you don't see Carl Gardner's group, you don't have Carl Gardner. You don't have the Coasters. It has to be Carl Gardner's group.
That's
his
right.
His son has now taken over his place. He's Carl Gardner Jr. And he is... Ronnie
good.
Bright, our bass singer, is still with us. And Thomas Palmer, who has been with the group since 1962, is still with us. So, you know, we have a very, very great group.
Do you have any dates lined up in the near future?
Well, yes. This year, we're going back. We do Myrtle Beach 3 times a year.
Yeah.
We're going back on the 6th of next month. We'll be in Myrtle Beach. Then I have a date in Arizona on the 18th, that's a private party.
Yeah.
And then I have a date in December in Fort Lauderdale. And then next year, we have March, April, June. It's so hard for me to remember. But we have about 6 dates booked already for next year.
All right.
I haven't put those up on my website yet, but people can go to our website, www.angelfire.com/MaryNNancy/coasters. So, did you get it, Derek?
Yes, I did. Yeah, angelfire.com/MN/coasters.
Correct.
And that's the place to get all the official information.
That's right. It was
about what the Coasters
are
up to.
Those hoodlum friends.
That's the title of the website. And it's really a very in-depth website.
Yes, it is. Oh, you have seen it.
I have. Yeah, I've seen
it. Right, right.
Several biographies, biographical information, all manner of, and things for sale, too.
Yes. We do have a fan club. That we do sell things from. So people can always go to our website. That website, it is very informative, a lot of beautiful pictures, and then you'll see a picture of Carl and I.
We also recorded a couple of songs with Derek.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to send you a couple of them, you know, couple of songs that I've recorded.
Yeah.
And see if you like them, if you know, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to hear
your foot.
Anything I can do to support Carl Gardner and the Original Coasters, I will do. That's
thank you very much.
I
appreciate that very much.
Listen, I'm going to write down you how to send this. So I'm going to send you those records, yeah?
They're not records, they are a CD.
And I did it here, but it's not complete as a CD with
everything on it. A song they recorded called Beautiful Day.
Yeah.
And I might be able to forward it to you from the website, from my email, email it to you, and you could listen to it. I think I have it on there. I could do that.
Okay. I would certainly appreciate that.
Yeah. But we do appreciate any help we can get pushing the book.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that very much, Derek. I don't know when we'll be coming up in your side of the world, but we'd love to.
If
I can get a date up there to come up, I'll be happy to bring the guys up.
That'd be excellent.
Tell anybody looking for the coasters that we're available.
You know, I used to fly into Aspen in the olden days, and had a small plane going in.
Yeah.
I said, I'll never do that again.
We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about him going. He's not.
Across those mountains, I would never have done it again.
Oh, yeah, that's a little scary, isn't it?
Yeah, but now they got a good plane going in. I've been there before with the guy.
Yeah.
And it's nice. Very nice.
Well, I definitely want to thank you both very much for spending some time with us today. I can't express enough how much it means
Real
to
nice,
me.
Nice, Derek.
It was a fun interview, Derek.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It was great to talk to you both. I'll let everybody know once again the book is called Yakety Yak, I Fought Back, My Life with the Coasters, available through Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and AuthorHouse.com. Encourage everybody to buy it and read it. Thank you again for allowing us to interview you guys. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Best of
luck to you, too, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
And God bless your family.
Do it. Do the line.
The line that you want to hear?
Uh-huh.
This is awesome! There is nothing that I wanted more when I started this tiny, wee little cast than to interview some of my personal heroes. Now, when I interviewed M. Dung, that was the top that I had reached to that point. Interviewing Captain Slappy for Talk Like a Pirate Day was fun because it was the theme was email is a powerful tool.
And it was it's a very recent thing. It's a very, you know, promoted now thing.
Yeah. And so Colin, of course, challenged me to get Penn Jillette on the show.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, can we shoot a little lower? Can we aim lower here? And so then instead I went to the absolute pinnacle, my absolute rock and roll hero, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Mr. Carl Gardner, lead singer of the Coasters.
How exciting is that?
And he'll be 80 years old next year, and he's just as spry as ever. The only thing holding him back is that he had throat cancer and he had a mild stroke in 2004. But he's, as you all heard, he's excited and raring to go. He's got a lot of work to do, especially they're tirelessly working to prevent imposter acts, which is damn near impossible to do, but they're still right after it. And I can't thank them enough for appearing on our little show.
That was amazing.
And just chatting. Just having a chat.
Yeah.
There's nothing like just having a chat.
Well, and how cool is it to have Carl Gardner go, well, Derek?
Well, Derek.
oh, my gosh.
Made me
Did your
feel,
little brain just fizzle?
My little brain fizzled and popped. It made me feel a little bit more important than I really am. But thanks, kids, once again for joining us. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With us, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Goodbye, people.
And, you know, again, all of you, I'm sorry I dominated that interview, but I'm
we
not...
expected it.
Don't mind it at all.
My sister Heather joined us from Matt and Spam.
Bye.
And Justin the Jewario Carmichael from Jewario.blogspot.com.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
He's even got his Wii hat on. It's the W the Wario hat. Well, kids, we'll see you back again next Wednesday.